This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It's another early end of the show coming up at 5:30. You'll have Rangers baseball as they take on the Red Sox. No rain out today. And tomorrow, pregame at 4:30. So be ready to rock and roll with that, Rangers fans. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
That's what them boys in Philly used to say. Early.
Early.
I'm out there early, cuz early. All right, it's the Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. It's time you smoke.
It is.
Fire up this funk and let's have
it. Cause I'm coming down.
Yeah, you and me both.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I was up earlier.
Everybody can. Hey, I want to let all of the sensitive people know you picked the wrong show. All I got is raw, hurtful shit.
This is LA Live for Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. It is a toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Most of this content will be kind of toxic, controversial. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. General Gavin Dawson.
Yes, sir.
You're always vouching for Twin Peaks, bigging them up.
Uh-huh.
I went to the Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie on Friday. Boy.
Let's go. Yes. Isn't that thing a state of the art?
Boy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Boy. Oh, my Lord.
I've had the best times in there. The last two Flagtobers we've swung through, and yes, salute.
Like, that's no disrespect to any other Twin Peaks out here in the Metroplex, but I went to that one in Grand Prairie, and there's something different going on over there.
It's like a resort.
Oh, my God.
It's like a bar that you'd go to next to the beach on vacation in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That Twin Peaks is that good. Yeah.
You pop into Grand Prairie.
They got music going.
Is it the architecture or the decoration?
It's everything Dawson is saying.
Yeah.
And what's different? And the scenic views.
Yeah, what's the talent level? That's what I was kind of thinking you were going at.
They got some star tenders in that joint. You hear what I'm saying?
Star tenders.
One was so bad, wifey nudged me like, hey, you see that?
It's all 10 minutes ago.
I noticed, honey. Thanks for the heads up.
Big facts, man. Y'all got it going over there in Grand Prairie. Oh, my gosh. And it was a Friday. They were dressed up in like this lingerie type of vibes.
Oh, it was Lingerie Friday. Those kind of vibes.
Oh, my Lord.
I'll be right back, guys. I'll see
you. Bro, I had about like four expensive tequilas in a row. I said, we're not going anywhere. I got a great spot at this bar.
Were your sunglasses on inside?
Yes, I'm not going anywhere. We're watching the Olympics right here. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Now, our winner. it's a little situation called Redneck Brawls. Apparently, this is a traveling fight situation. Anybody can sign up. This guy right here, this man is from Oklahoma, but he went undefeated in the Texas prison system.
Oh, jeez.
And this time right here, he fights a good old boy from Texas. And the good old boy from Texas put some hands on him. And there's some good old boys doing the broadcasting. And by God, they're hilarious.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed freak on his
got speed.
Oh, my God.
He's tearing that ass
Bro,
up.
He has whipped a bunch of people's ass. There ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he can do this right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he can't
do it.
He came in there with sheer confidence.
And other boys starting to come back. Oh, he's out!
He's out!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh,
he's out! He's out! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my
damn!
Oh, my damn!
Oh, my damn, yeah.
Sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son.
Yeah.
Oh, my damn.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go home.
Here's the replay. Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching.
They're glitching.
Here it goes. Oh, it was that right.
That right ended
Buckled him.
Buckled him. It's hilarious.
Gosh.
Is that right? It buckled him.
See, these are the best fights right now. The backyard fights where the guys are just, they're aggressive and they're good punchers, but they can't play much defense.
Just wild,
you know?
Yeah, they can't play much defense. Everybody's at all. Landing. They're not really boxing. It's just fighting with boxing gloves on. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I mean, the UFC guys, they've gotten too good. I'm in the guard for the next 8 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel you.
Somebody put your guard down.
It's got to get a little sloppy. Yeah, you're a little sloppy. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Hey, come on. Vibe right. Get the vibe right. Get the vibe right. Oh, you may not. Hey, you guys, I've been doing a little, been getting my broadest on lately.
Okay.
I seen this kid, Tyon Parker.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hold on. Tyon Parker. Let me see if I can send you guys this Tyon Parker clip. Oh, anyway, this kid, per Quimmis High School in North Carolina, that's Tyon Parker.
Jeez.
Here, Wooly, I'm going to send it to you. Can you send it to everybody else?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Check out these highlights as I tell you about this kid. Looks like I had to do my research because the entity that posted this kid did not respect him properly. So I had to look up Tyon Parker. Looks like he plays a little varsity football and defensive end.
Okay.
He's in high school, class of 2026. But he's also a hooper. And his basketball highlights went viral earlier this year. So I had to do a little research on his name, like figure out who he was, because it did not put his name in the title in the caption. And I'm talking to you, the Highlight House on Instagram. Why did you just tag this kid or at least put his name in there? Yeah, I had no idea who this young man was, so I had to do the research. The caption the Highlight House had was, "Meet the new prospect, Calories."
Oh. Okay.
They call this kid Calories.
Well, he can hoop.
Yes.
Yeah, you see him hooping?
Dude, his passes are unreal.
He's out of control. The dude is good. He's a bucket. Boy.
He's like Zach Randolph combined with Magic Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, he is. The kid is good. I feel like he should have got his name at least attached to the situation so he know who he is. But instead, they put, "Meet the new prospect, Calories."
Ouchie.
You're just making fun of the
You deserve props for hooping like that.
Hell yeah, man. You do, man. He's going out of control, especially if you play in like two sports. That means he might be really good at football and he's just an athlete. He can just hoop.
Yo. Is this little Terrio all grown up?
So I go into the comments on this page, the Highlight House. Shame on you, Highlight House. Yeah, I go into the comments to try to find this kid's name, see if somebody's talking about him, see if I can get some help. And I see names like Tracy McGravy.
Ooh, that's strong. Good now. That's good.
Strong.
Come on, man. Stuffed Curry.
Stuffed Curry?
I'm trying to figure out who this damn kid is, man. Tracy McGravy, Stuffed Curry. I seen Shaquille Oatmeal. This is not helping me out. The House of Highlights. What'd you say, dog?
That's the high glucose oatmeal, not the healthy oatmeal.
This was the House of Pancakes account.
They called him Patrick Chewing.
Patrick Chewing.
All these are good.
I'm all day long.
Internet's undefeated here.
So disrespectful.
Yeah.
Chow Ming.
Chow Ming.
And the kid can hoop. Like, he can dish it out. Yeah, the man is a bucket.
Yeah, yes. He's good.
He's got a little sauce to him. I checked out his Instagram. Man, got a little sauce to him. You know what I'm saying? Keep it minimal, but insane.
I used to hoop against a guy like this at the Y. And he was good, you know. Some of the guys, they're great basketball players, got super heavy, but they still got a shot and the vision. And the weight kind of keeps people off them. Like, you can only play so good a defense against somebody like that. They're getting rebounds without even having to leave their feet. You just can't get over there.
Nah, you can't. They call this kid Tim Dunkin' Donuts. Julius Servings.
Very toxic.
Bam Adebayo. Jason Tatum.
Yeah. What about James Harden?
Well played.
Yeah,
very well played.
Striking resemblance.
Yeah. They call them Wendy's Wimbinyama.
Wendy's Yama.
Cake Griffin. Poor kid, man. I know he's seen this like, I went viral.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you sure
good
did, buddy.
All pub is good pub, right?
Tracy McDouble. Dwayne Waite. Dr. Wayne Wade is hilarious. And somebody said this is Escalade's son, Suburban.
Huh. Escalade's son?
That's Escalade's son.
Oh.
The Escalade, Mark the street Jackson's baller. Brother? Yeah. The street,
That dude,
yeah.
Sean Blimp. Nice.
Yeah, Sean Blimp.
Sean Blimp.
Yeah, that is so awful how they did that kid. Tyon Parker. Tyon Parker. Look that kid up. That buddy be hooping. Let's see.
He's a hell of a guard, too.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, football and basketball.
Yeah, it'd be clogging the lane.
And his arteries.
Yeah. All right. See, political stuff. I can get this in 2 minutes. Last Thursday at a press conference, big Donald Trump says Elon Musk endorses him.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the Elon Musk. So, yeah, sure. So Elon called me. As you know, he endorsed me full-throated.
I had to look that phrase up. What? I was like, is that real?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
At least Webster's says it's a real thing.
Yep.
I mean, it was obvious if you follow him on X.
Full throat. Yeah. Yeah.
Full blown job happening there.
Yeah. And your boy Trump is wild. CNN's Dana Bash, little sister of the Bash brothers, she interviewed vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. Uh-huh. And Vance is not a fan of the left calling him a weirdo and stuff like that. The little weird thing. So Miss Dana Bash asked him about it, and listen to what Trump.
Governor Walz has called you and Donald Trump, and that is weird.
Sure.
And it has taken off. The New York Times reports that when Donald Trump was asked about it, he said, not me, they're talking about J.D.
Wow.
That dude is hilarious, bro. Not me. Not me.
Not me.
Talking about the other fool.
The guy is selected.
That is hilarious.
Thinking about getting rid of him now. Not sure.
Let's see what else we got. We got enough time. Oh, I'm going to do one more. Nancy Pelosi was trending over the weekend. This is the greatest stock market investor of our time, Nancy Pelosi, by the way.
She's brilliant.
Greatest stock.
She's the Warren Buffett of females.
How did she know?
She's two steps ahead of all of us.
Oh, my gosh.
She's got that crystal ball.
Yeah. She was trending because I guess she put her hand out there and said, yeah, I helped push old Biden out the way. But that's not why I'm playing her. I'm playing her because every time I see her trend, I am reminded of Jim Cramer, Mad Money.
Okay.
Calling a crazy Nancy to her face.
Yep.
I still don't have an answer for this. I think the man took a bet. And when he's a gambling guy, he's a stock guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what deal can we have, crazy Nancy? I'm sorry, that was the president. I have such reverence for the office, I would never use that term. But it is hard, isn't it?
But you just did.
Yeah, I think he paid off a bet right there.
Yeah, because he's kind of going out of his way to make sure he says it.
He went out of his way, bro.
Sure he did. Yeah.
I bet you won't call the crazy Nancy to her face. Yeah. let's see what else.
Lost the fantasy football deal. Yeah. That was his payoff. Yeah,
yeah, that, something happened. Yeah. All right, I'm up against it. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. That is my time, y'all. My name is Lucius Alexander. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live most nights 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. But again, tonight we'll be in the midst of a Rangers pregame as they continue their series with the Bo Sox. Sands has your pregame coming up at 5:30. We'll chat with him at 5:15, do a little Rangers preview. But the addition of the finest is next, Eric. What you got cooking for
us? Have to chat with Jared next because he's going to be going to bat for his favorite Gen Z QB and the early returns on the new kickoff rules next in the nation.